Welcome to another episode of the Man Cave Chronicles.
Welcome to the party, pal.
You're my boy, boo.
Yo, Adrian.
A podcast with interviews of amazing guests from the world of pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
TV.
Nice.
Movies.
Oh, I love the movies.
Comedy and more. From deep inside the Man Cave, your host, Elias.
Darren, welcome to the cave. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
It's exciting times for you. I'll tell you that. You've been on a wild ride the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the movie's doing so well. We were all expecting it to be loved, but not as much as this. So we're so grateful.
Yeah, I was for the viewers and the listeners, you were talking about Thanksgiving and everything. I was doing some research last night about it too. And it's like, there's a lot of reviews out there and I haven't seen one negative thing yet about this film.
Wow, really?
So, which is good. Good for you guys.
Very good.
So we're going to jump into the movie in a little bit, but let's talk about your career first and everything. Because I noticed that, you know, you were all over the place too, studying psychology, modeling, and then into acting. Like, how did this all happen? What made you go the opposite way?
Jacqueline of all trades, master of none, I guess, right? Acting was always my first love. It's always what I did through high school. Won awards in high school. Was always my dream to be an actress. And I think that as you get older, you just start to go, well, what's my realistic path in life? And I was really interested in psychology and activism and all that. So I went to Concordia University. I did a semester, but I was also modeling on the side. And I got asked to go travel the world for a couple of years as a model. And yeah. I went, you know what, this is really tempting, so let me go do that. And by the time I got back a couple of years later, that agency had opened up an acting division. And then they asked, you know, basically, hey, we're going to start, you know, who knows how to act here? And so I was like, well, I think I do. I remember I used to love it. So I started auditioning and I just started working kind of right away. So that's how it happened.
What influenced you to like to jump into this? Like, were you watching something one day and you're like, I want to go do this?
No, it was, I remember since I was a little kid, I was always like acting in my room and I just always loved it. It was never one, I was too young, I think even at that point, other than Sesame Street to be like influenced by something to act. But no, I just always, I think it was just something I was born to do, to be honest.
What's the ultimate goal for you think?
Oh God, if I could get a series in Maui or in Hawaii, that'd be amazing. One that goes about 10 years, like maybe they make Lost 2 and I'm on that. But no, I would really just love to have a long career and just really kind of, now that because I took a long break, right, with motherhood and now I'm back and I just feel like I have a lot more different things to offer and I'm really excited to explore that. So a lot more dramatic roles, I think, because I did a lot of like action-based, you know, stuff in my youth. And now I'm just really excited to get some juicier roles, I think.
So you've done the horror, you've done like the little action, you said drama. What about comedy? Any comedy in your future?
I have done comedy. I actually started my career mostly in comedy. Yeah. I mean, my bitchy face doesn't really inspire people and think that I am good at comedy, but I am, and I love improv and I've done a lot of comedy. It's just not really what I'm known for more like the bitchier roles, but I love comedy so much. I just did one in Toronto, actually.
Awesome. I was told to ask you, what are you binging these days? I don't know why the listeners want to know this and the viewers, but let's hear it. What are you watching these days?
You know what I love? I love the show Sex Education. Do you know that show? That's a great show. I just finished the fourth season of that. I just finished watching the last season of The Crown. I actually just watched Breaking Bad all over again. Eight seasons? I just finished that, actually. So that's one of my favorite shows.
That's awesome. So let's jump into Thanksgiving now, like I mentioned earlier. Crazy ride. Did you think it was going to be like this?
No, I had no idea. I mean, I knew that there was some hype behind it, right? Because of Eli and 15 years ago and the Grindhouse trailer. So I knew that it was going to be something. But like I said, I thought it was going to be such a niche thing that just like when I used to do sci-fi, it was really beloved and known amongst that fan base. But I thought it was going to be very niche. Like adored by a very, very small group of people. But I mean, I go to a gym here and I'm friends with all the retired ladies. They've all seen it. Wow. Because the minute they've all gone, they're like 60, 70 years old and they loved it. So it just seems to cover all the bases for everybody. So we're just like, wow, it's more universal than we thought.
Are you a fan of horror? Do you enjoy the that area of the industry?
So it's not like my go, like I usually watch comedies or dramas though, and I love action movies too. So no, horror was always kind of like low on the list of things. I didn't remember. I watched Hostel years ago when it first came out. I actually loved that. Gory stuff kind of makes me laugh. I think because I'm in the business, I know that it's fake and I know that it's, you know, my mind can't totally get like, oh my God, that's so gross. I'm like, haha. But the movies that scare me are like movies like Exorcist and those kind of creepier, like paranormal movies. I don't like to watch them actually. So, but the gory stuff I can handle.
How did this script come to your hands? How did the audition happen? Let's hear a little bit about that.
It's a really simple story. We were self-taping. So it was January of this year. And this script came across, well, not even the script, the audition came across. Mm-hmm. And I put myself on tape and I sent it. And then 3 weeks later, I got the part. No callback, nothing. Oh, wow. I was just like, and at this point, I still didn't know what this movie, I was like, oh, what a cute movie about Thanksgiving, I guess. I knew, obviously, I knew from my character she was gonna, I knew what she was like, but it's when it started to develop and then my agent was like, okay, well here's what it's based off of, the trailer, and I started going, oh God, is that kind of a movie? Wow. Yeah, so that it was really simple process, an actual dream. You send in a tape, you get an offer. We love that.
Right, did you go back to try to find that trailer or watch it to get an idea?
I did.
What was your reaction when you saw that trailer?
Well, when I found out what my fate was going to be and I was going to be that person at the table, let's say, I was like, what the hell? Yeah, it was a little shocking.
So after you booked the role out, what was the description you were given for the character for Kathleen?
So that she was, you know, had the fiance, the stepmom, obviously a tense relationship with her stepdaughter. But I was just kind of careful not to make her too bitchy and too unlikable. I really wanted it to be a very realistic thing and to have her maybe seem like she does love her husband and she's not some evil person. Right. She's probably a little bit shallow and a little bit, you know, maybe a gold digger a little bit, but I wanted her to actually really like love her husband. And just circumstantial, because then what happens to her at the end, I've had feedback that people are like, I actually was really sad for you. Whereas if I had played her a total villain at the top, it wouldn't have had the same empathy, I think, towards my character. So yeah, that's kind of the approach that I wanted.
Is there ever a happy ending story with horror movies? People should know.
Well, for some of the cast, there was. For some of us, not so good.
For this role and everything, like, what do you think was like the biggest challenge playing this character? Anything?
Well, the most challenging was the scene in the oven. Like that was a really challenging day. That was, I mean, incredible as an actor to be able to be in that position where you just fully immerse yourself. And it was hard. Like I lost my voice. I was covered in bruises. It was really a wonderful challenge. I was so happy to have had that experience. And because I love some action too. So I loved that part of it. I loved the chase scene. I loved the slinking around the house being chased. And so I loved everything. And I love getting dirty. So when I was like dragged on the grass and covered in stuff, I was in heaven, like a pig in mud, right?
You mentioned the oven scene. How long was that filming, that process for that scene? Was it a couple hours?
Oh my God. No, that was all day. That was all day. Obviously you take breaks, but we were filming different angles. So that oven, right? So we filmed some stuff from the top. We filmed some stuff from the different angles, and then there was a big part where I was completely enclosed in it, and it was like the kitchen part in looking in. So I was like, thank God I'm not claustrophobic. Oh my God, like this would be really bad. So it was all day, but obviously I'd be in and out. But at one point I had to spend 2 hours in prosthetics when my body gets burned. So that was 2 hours in the trailer getting that stuff on, and then 2 hours getting it off. So they're long days, but we're crazy. We love what we do.
Right. What did Eli Roth say to you? Any pointers, any advice while you're filming these scenes, or ask your advice if you wanted to change something?
Yeah, he's so collaborative like that. And he was so great. He was so supportive during the whole process. Like I remember at one point, like after like hour eight, he was like, okay, so we're going to do this angle. And I said, Eli, listen, I've got one more in me, my voice. I've got one more where I can give you full throttle, like my screams. And then that's it. So I was like, just tell me if this is going to be a close up, I will give it to you. But if it's just, so we work together. He's like, I don't want you to lose your voice. Let's do this. He's just amazing. Like he's an actor's director. He's an actor himself. So it was just, It was the best process I've ever had with a director, to be honest. And then even in post, he was like sharing stuff with me when they were editing it and, you know, being really complimentary. So it was a dream to work with him, actually.
Eli's from Massachusetts. Was this filmed in Plymouth or was it filmed somewhere else? Couldn't find anywhere where it was filmed.
It was filmed in Toronto, Canada.
Was it? All right. Like everything else these days.
Yeah, and it was filmed in March and April, but we actually did the pickup. We did some added scenes that all my oven stuff was shot in August. So very, very recent. Yeah. So I remember one day in April, it was Patrick Dempsey's and I's last day. So I remember that we were filming the market scene and we had four seasons in an hour. We had hail, we had rain, we had sunshine, we were like, well, this is Canada.
That's right. So you mentioned your husband's also Rick Hoffman. How's that chemistry between you two?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we hit it off right away. And all of our scenes were together mostly, except for the unfortunate ending to me. But he's great. He's hilarious. He had the most outtakes and bloopers of us all. Yeah. So everybody listening, actually, when you see the movie, stay till the very, very, very end. There's a little surprise with Rick at the end of the credits. So yeah, he's great.
So for like the horror buffs that are going to tune in to watch this movie or they've already seen it, what are you hoping they remember mostly out of your performance?
Well, I hope that it really, you know, as an actor, our dream is to provoke real emotion in people. And I really, I have gotten that feedback. I feel like people were really like, I was actually feeling horrible for me. They really like believed it. Mm-hmm. I had some people on the crew when I was filming, I had to walk out like as I was filming it. So that's always a really good feeling. You're like, okay, good. I wanted to make them feel a certain way and it worked. So I think the feedback's definitely been like, that was crazy intense. It was hard to watch.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these horror movies always get a sequel. Can you see a sequel to this? Obviously I know with your character's fate and everything, we might see you in flashbacks. I don't know. Can you see a sequel?
I wouldn't be surprised because I'm hearing a lot of buzz about that. People are like, oh, Thanksgiving 2. It did leave it a little bit open-ended, let's just say that, right? So we'll see. Maybe I'll come back in a flashback.
You never know. Or a killer. You could be a killer. You never know.
Paranormal. Let's make it like a ghost of Kathleen.
Karen, what's next for you now? Any other projects you're allowed to tell us about?
So the comedy that I just filmed in Toronto, it should be out next year. It's called Racewalkers. And I plan to be at some horror cons in the next year. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting. I have a couple booked already. So people can follow me at my Instagram, Karen Kleesh, and I'll keep everybody updated. I love it there. I'm always there. So that's where you can find me for all my little updates.
Amazing. Karen, this is great. Thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
That's a wrap, everybody. That's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to the Man Cave Chronicles podcast.
I finally get my man cave.
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the MCC Podcast. And our website, themccpodcast.com. Until next time.